From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. North and South Korea extend emergency talks. North and South Korean officials resume marathon discussions Sunday afternoon, continuing deep into the night in an urgent bid to avert war on the peninsula. Initial talks began Saturday. Officials have not publicly commented on the discussions, and there's no word on whether negotiations are making any progress. As the talks started up again Sunday, South Korea reported unusual troop and submarine movement in the north. Syrian activists and the country's antiquities chief say Islamic State blew up an ancient temple in Palmyra, one of the most historic sites in the Middle East. Islamic State extremists destroyed the 2,000-year-old Baal Shamin Temple with explosives powerful enough to severely damage the Roman columns surrounding the ancient building. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights confirmed the temple's destruction on Sunday. Islamic State militants say ancient artifacts and statues are blasphemous. Nigeria's army chief survived an attack on his convoy by suspected Boko Haram fighters in Borno State. The army says gunmen ambushed Lieutenant General Tukur Borate's convoy in a village between the towns of Mafa and Dikwa on Saturday. It says troops responded with overwhelming fire, killing 10 attackers and capturing 5. One government soldier was killed and 5 wounded. Thousands of migrants travel by train, bus, and foot through Macedonia and Serbia on their way to Hungary. But Hungarian authorities are building a razor wire fence to keep them from entering. The migrants, mostly Syrians, Iraqis, and Afghans, are fleeing conflicts in their homelands, hoping to get to Hungary because once they enter EU territory, they'll have easier access to the rest of the continent. This is VOA News.